And now, talking to the boyhood heroes who became his broadcasting colleagues, it's Sean Tilley with his Radio 1. Sean
Tilley. From its launch in 1967, right through the 70s to the mid-80s, BBC Radio 1 was probably the world's biggest music station. In this series, I'm introducing you to many of the people behind the network's success during those golden years, as they each tell the story of their Radio 1. Now, every guest is special, but I've been particularly looking forward to this edition.
My Radio 1. Sean Tilley. With Sean Tilley.
Greetings, Mr. Tills.
How are you? Hello.
Hello.
Hello. So how did you become a DJ then?
I know. These are the early days. Don't forget, I was, when I was in the Navy, this was before everything. I had never been a DJ before. So all I knew was I was the T-boy for a lot of famous DJs in San Francisco at the time, Tom Donahue, Bob Mitchell, so on and so forth. And I got to hang out in the studio with them. So everything I knew, I had plagiarized from them, obviously. And I told the ship when I was there, I said, I'm a disc jockey, you know, you should take advantage of my services. And when the time came to change the management of the station on the aircraft carrier, I got the gig. And I just started doing it. You know, what would they say if they were sitting here? You know, I'm just doing their thing. Programming and music, of course, have always been in my genes, so it was just the getting the chat out that was the important part. And luckily, it all worked. Nobody complained.
Hello, mommy. Oh, this is your man Bosco. It's the Emperor Bosco Show, and I want to thank Dave Lee with Beard Travis for a fantastic 3 hours.
And what was the thinking behind the name?
I anointed myself when I was called to duty on Caroline. What's the closest thing I can be? I can't be the king or queen. So I became an emperor. I sounded kind of imperialish.
Been informed that Rick Dane is setting up a fly hospital on board for all the wounded ones he didn't kill. It's 3 minutes after 3 o'clock in the summertime. We have a lot of mist out here. The Emperor's feeling all right. I've been getting a little bit of soul kips, but I'm awake now, and here are the standouts. Little bit of dirty water.
You were already a name then, really, weren't you? Like most of the other pirate DJs. How did the offer from Radio 1 come your way?
You know, back in the day, I mean, funny you should ask that, but back in the day, I was, even before Radio Caroline, I was on the air in France, and then I went to Paris, and I was on Radio Luxembourg, the French one, and then, of course, whilst I was there, a fella came over to see me from Radio 1, which had not yet started, and he said, how would you like to be on Radio 1? At the time, I was on Radio Caroline on tape, and I was doing live French Luxembourg. And I said, well, I can't obviously be there and here at the same time, and I'm making a lot of dosh here, so what can we do? And he said, well, you can be on tape. I said, okay, fine. I said, I need an hour a week, and it's going to be called Midday Spin. And Bob's your uncle. Radio 1, Emperor. And of course, I started the very first day. You know, Tony Blackburn got all the mentions for that first day with his breakfast show. I came in second on that very first day because the press picked up on the newsman.
That's right, yeah.
You're a little young to remember that, but the newsman went to read the news halfway through my show. Which, as you know, my style is very rip and read and, you know, rhymes and all kinds of stuff. And this newsman came on following my frantic patter, and he goes in this very British voice. He said, ladies and gentlemen, and now The news in English.
12:30 on Radio 1, the news in English. The Merseyside dock strike goes on. About 5,000 men met in Liverpool this morning and voted to stay out until, as they put it, their legitimate demands were met.
And that's the memory that really gets me the most. You know, I really enjoyed that. I mean, we could talk about Radio 1 till the cows come home back in the beginning. That was before they asked you for your ID card, and you could get in just by walking through the door back in the day. All you had to do was smile nicely at the receptionist.
Radio 1 Club!
With Emperor Roscoe!
Hey, good morning, good afternoon to everybody. Always here, easy as butter's greasy. Got our thing going for us today. At 247 meters, got lots of things to say and much more to play. Tell you all about it in about 3 short minutes. It's always great to be back at Tips here in the heart of Exeter.
As well as Saturday mornings, within a couple of years, he'd be turning up on the huge Daily Show Radio 1 Club, on which you became the main man.
Well, funny you should ask about Radio 1 Club, because I had the largest mobile disco back in the day.
Of course, yeah.
Which was the Roscoe Roadshow. And every now and then, you know, one of the BBC guys, you know, Johnny Beerling or... Ah, Derek Chinnery. That's the name I was trying to remember, okay? It's back there. Derek, yeah. God bless him. Yeah. Anyway, I think they got the idea that it might not be a bad idea to do this on air. Radio 1 Club could also go to ballrooms and things.
Desmond Dekker and the Aces played live today. Your producers were Johnny Beerling and Don George. You made Man Roscoe, served up the sounds, and of course, David Diddy Hamilton was visual as well as vocal. Bye, David.
Bye. Take care.
Thank you, engineers. Thank you, fine people. Everybody, London, God bless. Have a good day. It's time to move on over Radio 1 time now. It's Tony Brandon, I hope.
I'm down here.
You're still there, baby.
I'm still there, baby.
Your main program is called Midday Spin for quite a while, but then the classic Roscoe Saturday show began, as we remember it. There was an enormous energy on that program, and you made hits out of the records that you were playing first.
What you call the classic Roscoe Saturday show was really Midday Spin without the semantics. You know, and being with the Roscoe Roadshow around the country during the week, I would come steaming in on Friday night, usually fall asleep in my car in front of Radio One, wake up in time for some breakfast, and then go into the studio. So I was probably still working on fumes from the night before, because so that club atmosphere was still alive in me when we were doing that show, which was why I was a little bit frantic. And of course, I'm a great believer in listening to every single piece of vinyl that came out. And I would play B-sides, which nobody would play. I would, you know, find all kinds of things from the States. And I'd mix it in with, you know, with what Radio 1 was playing and really wanted, which gave us a little edge, a little difference. And quite often, something that we would play on a Saturday would be top 10 in the charts the following week. Because that was the power of the show back in the day. Because we Stewpot would kick off the morning, kind of, I think. And then it was me, and or Stuart Henry was on before me for a while.
Oh, lovely.
And then the whole Saturday just swung along very nicely.
I trust the sun is going to shine just a little bit this weekend. Look after yourselves. Have a nice week, and I'll see you next Saturday. Roscoe coming in exactly 15 seconds. For me, Stuart Henry, bye. Be good.
Bye.
Stuart Henry!
This is it, guys and gals. The new thing, the moving, grooving thing. You said school was a bummer. Well, baby, it ain't no more. This is... Top 40 Education with the one and only...
Roscoe.
We would deem it extremely important to be the first one to play something. And I love being the first one to play it because I know, oh, this one's going to get banned. And sure enough, you know, a week or two later, Radio 1 go, we're not playing, you know, this song anymore. Wet Dream, Max Romeo, The Smoke, Je T'aime. And, of course, that made me very popular with Pi Records and Bell Records and some of these places. You know, they would go out of their way to sneak me an advance copy, because I sometimes would even play it twice and make a big fuss about it. What I played on the air was not necessarily what I'd play at night when I go to a club, though.
Roscoe on Radio 1.
October 1970 saw you begin a weekly show that became a real highlight of the week. You were at one with this program. You must know which one I'm talking about.
October 1970. Let me think back.
Okay.
Was it the 9th?
Yes.
Yes. That was Roscoe's Round Table. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because I was talking to the producers, I guess.
Aidan Day?
And Aidan Day back in the day. Yeah. Aidan was the guy who kicked it off with me. We were just, you know, trying to think what else can we do with this wonderful disc jockey called Roscoe. And I said, well, why don't we, with my devious mind, invite important people, we'll play them music without telling them what it is. And let them comment on it. And then later tell them who they just, you know, said something good or bad about. And then get a double reaction, so to speak. That was the format for the whole round table. And it was a good time for me. I really enjoyed that. And again, it was about the only time I ever got to meet artists, because I was always on the road. So I never met, you know, the artists, like the Breakfast Show would have somebody in or something. And I think it was my idea. And, of course, the producers always, you know, would refine my ideas, which were rather crazy.
5 o'clock, here is Roscoe and his round table.
Thank you very much, Harry Woo Woo Wogan. And that was done very, very well, I might add. Didn't make one mistake, didn't flutter one time, and was very polite. For that, you get the gold star. And a polite mention a little bit later on. Anyway, Terry, don't go away, because we'll be needing you in about 7 short minutes to call us back here on the round table. Well, for the next 2 weeks, this week's roundtable and next week's roundtable, we review 1970, asking each one of the DJs to pick his favorite record of the year 1970. So no oldies for 2 weeks anyway, unless it was an oldie re-revived or somewhere, something along those lines. Today, we welcome back for his second time and the first of the live DJs to make a second appearance, Tiger Tongue himself, Johnny Walker. Let me try it. Johnny Walker. There we go.
May I just say...
Good afternoon.
You got the order wrong. Should we have the film stars first?
No. Well, The Lust of the Vampire and all that business, that's a bit heavy. You know, I thought we'd get you in and make sure you weren't up to any monkey business. And then introduce a gentleman who's probably the expert, very renowned for his knowledge of R&B, president of the R&B Association of Great Britain, Michael Raven.
Thank you. You should open the echo for me.
As well as the Radio 1 DJs, he had some amazing guests on that program. Who springs to mind for you?
Oh, the guests? Are you kidding me? I mean, there was somebody asked me just the other day, who was your favorite? Who did you dislike? And so on and so forth. I remember, well, standing right out, I remember actually the arrival of Little Richard.
Oh, wow.
They were terrified at the BBC. They said, "Now, don't get him excited. Don't do this. Don't do that." You know, it's just the worst thing in the world. You know, it gets you all crazy before you even start. You know, and he just came in, "Whoa, my soul, whoa, my soul." And he was just blabbering his little blab, and it all went down really well. I enjoyed that because he was really one of my idols as well.
Anybody else? Thinking?
Barry White came and did it. That was really good because I was connected to Barry through my brother, who was with his record company. So that he actually got on the air with us from the airport on the phone, which was kind of a unique thing because when he arrived, it was a pretty big deal. Don McLean, he was a active peace activist back in the time, and all he had bye bye Miss American Pie. All he wanted to do was talk about peace in Vietnam. He didn't want to talk about the music, so I had to chuck him out. So he was one that was not too good for us. But you know, Elton John, Kiki D, all the gang, everybody came and they had a great time. They have a good giggle because if they didn't know, you know, who they were talking about sometimes, and they kind of say, "Oh, what a load of rubbish! They're singing flat." Well, oh yeah, well that was so and so. You know, so that was kind of crazy.
Elton John and Kiki D on the round table. Let's get over to the serious aspect of evaluating these records with Jim Davidson and Dennis Waterman. And Dennis, you were in fits of laughter there, so I assume that you did like it.
I did. I thought it was really funny.
And something else you became much loved for every year, fronting the Radio 1 Roadshow. Happy memories?
Going coast to coast, that was probably my favorite thing to do. When everything went well, which wasn't always the case. And I mean, what a buzz when you're sitting there behind that microphone and there's a couple of thousand people watching you. That was cool. With the live speakers and the big crowds and all that, that was very reminiscent for me of the Roscoe Roadshow. And we just kind of handled it easily and with great fun. Love those days. How you doing, Smiley Miley? I hear he's still out there running around doing his thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was, you know, it was easy for me because I was so used to doing it every night around the country with my own show. So, yeah, that and it was self-perpetuating. You know, the more you did on air, the more popular you were, and then the more, the more gigs you got. And so that was, even though I didn't get paid a lot of money back in the day, I mean, the BBC was very frugal with Radio 1.
I don't
know. Now it is. When I see the wages.
I know what you're going to say,
Wow.
Let us in ahead, and right down here on the front, a little warm-up towards our Bits and Pieces spot, which is coming up shortly. The game that you play at home as well as everybody plays right here. And to play the game from Rossendale, we have Catherine Roberts. Catherine, welcome to our stage. Is it going to be one of those nervous days for you?
Yeah.
It is it? You are wearing a David Essex tie or scarf there. Do you like David Essex?
Yeah.
How much do you like him?
I don't know.
She keeps backing away from me as if I have a fungus among us.
That's 53rd and the 3rd. That's called Rubbin' In, dedicated to all homemakers with a bit of sunshine and sunburn. Rub it in.
Radio 1 Roadshow, Bits and Pieces.
Prize went to Julia Cox. She's got herself a Radio 1 sunstrip. Third prize went to Nick Green. Got himself a Radio 1 book. And second prize went to Ray Rowland, Radio 1 t-shirt. But our ladies have come out on top. Miss Nervous got it together. Catherine Roberts, our winner, Chartbusters album. Let's give them all a big round of applause. With a summer hit, a musical enterprise comprising of 16 bars of stylistic summer boogie.
You worked alongside some truly legendary Radio 1 producers. We've mentioned Aidan Day. There was Tim Blackmore, Dave Atkey. Two others, John Walters and Dave Price, you worked with extensively, really. What are your memories of them?
John Walters, I will always remember, of course, because he always had gout and he was always complaining about it, limping around the place. Dave Price, of course, was my main man. And Dave was a diabetic. And nobody knows exactly what happened. He went out for lunch, from what I heard, and he was walking along a canal with all the other group of people in front of him, and they didn't realize that he had slipped, and he probably had a diabetic problem and maybe too much wine or something, because he drowned in the canal, and I miss him terribly.
23 before 11 all the way with me. All our love, and it's true love, to Les and Jill, comes from Dave and Kel. And all the gang at the Tudor House sending you lots of love. Helen, a happy birthday to you from Big Lee. And a birthday request for Deanna Pratt. She's a bonnet that comes from Johnny. Super record for Big John from Martin. One for Mike and Joan, and that's Dave Forrest as well, and all at the ski club. Groovy People, that comes from Happy Pierre. For all the fifth year at the Turnpike School, especially Nada and Sharon and all the gang, gonna have a good time. Julian Wendy and all who passed their OND in hotel and catering, and that's at Reading Tech this year. Good luck to you. Now, I wonder what you have to do to kind of pass that type of thing, to pass an OND. Now, let's see, you gotta have a little shake of something sexy, and then a little pinch of something groovy. And then you kind of mix the whole thing together, pour it into some groovy-type clothes, and you got it, you know? You got a Mr. Paul Kelly walking, talking, super soul singing.
Turn the lights down.
Obviously, being once again in the clubs and doing a lot of live work all the time helped out a lot in knowing what people wanted to dance to. And this was one of the secrets of the Roscoe Show on air is the producers weren't out there, so they might get a record. And if they didn't understand that this was a huge hit in the nocturnal set, in the nightclubs, they might give it a miss. But I, on the other hand, knew exactly what was going on, and we would push that kind of end of things. So as disco kind of fusioned with soul, it went on that way, didn't it? Huh?
Yeah, there was a real musical shift by 76, wasn't there? Which, incidentally, was the year that you left the network for the very first time, which must have been more than tinged with a little sadness, I would guess.
Was I sad to leave the network? You betcha. Who in their right mind leaves in top form from a number one station?
Yes.
Only crazy people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. So that's the way that worked, and my dad was not well and this, that, and the other. So after 10 years, I thought it was time to maybe make a move.
Roscoe's Round Table.
Knights of the Round Table, and greet thy sovereign majesty.
Welcome to Insanity Prosonimus for the very last time. My guest today on the Round Table will be Kid Jensen, Simon Bates, Paul Gambaccini, Tony Blackburn, Tom Brown, Alan Freeman, Ed Stewart, and Nightingale, David Hamilton, John Peel, Paul Burnett, Noel Edmonds, and Dave Price. Dave Price. Dave Price is producing the program, but his name's on the same list. It should be. He's been doing it almost as long as I have. A lot of music to get through, and a welcome to Kid Jensen making his debut performance.
That's right. Hi. Nice to be with you again.
The last send-off, wow. It was incredibly emotional, but the one who got me crazy was John Peel. I've never seen a grown man cry before, and I'm saying my little thing about when will I see you again? Ooh. And I was misty eyed too, but I didn't. The tears didn't run down my face, and John and I were never. We didn't go out partying together or anything, but we respected each other a lot, and I was really moved when he started bawling, come on, John, I'll see you again, mate, I'll be back next year,
John got shuffled to the end there. I saw you moving in. You got a lovely patch on your trousers.
That is, John. Yes.
You're just in time to say
goodbye.
Are we on
the air?
Yes, you could say goodbye now.
Yes. Okay, it's been great being with you here, and it's a wonderful program, and it's I hope you listen again next week.
But you did come back as promised, especially on road shows.
I returned for the for summer series and road shows, and those were good times because I was able to do like 9 months in California and then 3 months in the UK, and we'd do Brands Hatch, and the stars would come out, and we got the best jacket ever. The Radio 1 jacket from the racing days is an absolute gem. Yeah. I have lots of trouble keeping it on the hanger. Oh, can I try it on?
Still fits.
Yeah, all right. And, they love those racing things at Brands Hatch.
Yeah.
I used to manage to crash the car each time, but I would crash it just as I was winning.
But you were a good racer.
Noel Edmonds was, he was a good driver. I remember that, too. And he used to just pick me at the last thing, he would nip in and maybe win. But I beat him a few times.
Yeah, let the good times roll, baby. Let it roll all afternoon long. Coming to you live from Brands Hatch in the sunshine with 10,000 plus good vibrations and lots of rock and roll happening today. And another roving reporter has made it up here. Once again, a member of the winning team for a change, which is nice. And that is Noel Edmonds.
Yes, well, I mean, we all expected it, didn't we? I mean, there's no
doubt. Did you really think you were going to win from the off?
No, because from the off, we had Simon Bates.
Yeah, that is a definite negative factor in any team.
A disadvantage, but I think we came good. We shouldn't knock Gambaccini's scooting efforts. I thought they were very good. And Mr. Essex actually got away very, very fast. Oh, they've heard of him. Got away very fast on the scrambler bike, but I am claiming that he cheated on the bit where we had to go across the grass.
But what did he do?
Yes, he did. All right, sing I Want to Get Out of Here Alive. No, he didn't. But we are taking legal action over this because he ran around the place the wrong way.
I heard a rumor there was something about sugar in your petrol tank and things like that. I don't know if that's true or not. No sugar at all.
But I was just, I see you've got a record there, which I rather like.
Well, I was going to mention, a young fella like you, how did you go back that far to remember this one?
Well, this one, in fact, is very topical for today, because as I say, I'm going to take legal action for David running around the wrong way, and this is called Run Around 2. Let's play.
I know it's an impossible question, but I'll ask it anyway. Out of all your Radio 1 colleagues, who are your personal favourites?
Well, you know, Tony's still around doing his thing, God bless him. And I personally like Paul Burnett a lot, because he made me laugh. I thought Paul was a very, very talented, still is.
At the airport, Paul Burnett hanging on the phone.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hey, hello, Roscoe.
How you doing?
You're probably wondering why I'm doing this, but I know you don't like people in the studio with you when you're doing round table.
Well, I've been told that you were attempting to take my round table.
No, not at all. No, we're having a radiation test on it to see how old it is, as you know. You probably read about that in the papers. Now, the reason I called, I'm leaving the country for a couple of days, and I just wanted to sort of drop in on your program, your last one, to say how much...
How long are you going to be?
Excuse me, Roscoe, sorry. I'm sorry, do you mind? I'm talking to the BBC here. I'm just trying to get rid of this fella here.
I've got a flight to catch to the Silly Island, if you don't mind, if you just move over there. Who are you talking to anyway? Roscoe.
That's all right.
Anyway, thank you very much.
Listen.
Okay, I just want to say that we're going to miss you very much. I've got to go now because there's a fellow in a Gannex Max on a pipe and he's trying to get in on the act.
I see.
Sorry about that.
Thank you, Paul, very much indeed for calling in.
I miss Stuart Henry. Stuart, of course, you know, had his problems medically, and he smoked marijuana, I think, probably to relieve himself a lot of that. Back in the day, though, you know, if you smoked marijuana, you were a dirty old hippie or something, you know. And he would get a little stoned on station. I never realized that he had, you know, his problems. And so I used to think, man, he sure does drink a lot on stage. He's never kind of like walking in a straight line and like that. And then I said, one day when I left, I said, make sure you stop and see me when you come here. And by that time, he was in a wheelchair. So he and his girlfriend showed up at the house one day. And we showed him around Los Angeles for a while. And he took a train across America or up the coast anyway. He wanted to see that before he left. Then he went back to the UK, and then we never saw him again. So I miss all the guys, basically. We had a good time.
Radio 1 Weather Channel.
Checking out our weather, and it looks like a typical day on a Sunday. Same more or less of what we've been having. Up north, a bit of cloud, bit of sun, same thing down here. I kind of get used to that after a while. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Kind of changing conditions, what more can I say? Little get down music from the Jacksons. What right now? Zap, bow, do it for me.
We never realized how good we had it, right? Because we had secretaries. I mean, I'm a producer. I produce my own shows, and I have to do everything from get the music, you know, get the news stories, get everything, and you know, do the program, host the program, play the program, edit the program, send the program. I mean, I never realized how good I had it with Maggie, our secretary for Aiden and some of the others. Was unbelievable. What a pleasure that was. So, Maggie, if you're listening, thank you.
275 and 285, this is Radio 1. And we now go over to the newsroom. Paul Layton reporting.
You returned again, though, on Sunday mornings in 1981 and 1982.
Chantilly knows more about me than I do.
Well, yes, but what memories, though?
To sum it all up, you know.
Special times.
Radio 1. Those were the days. They'll never happen again simply through the process of commercialization.
Well, yeah, that's right.
The number of stations that are out there. The future is where? Going to be on DAB? Is it going to be all internet? They're making such progress in that whole department. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. You know, in the beginning, I poo-pooed, the internet for radio. I thought, nobody's going to carry a computer around.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, now we have Bluetooth and all these other things. So people sit there and listen to my show in their telephone anywhere on the planet. Things are crazy. So you can listen, too, by the way, Tills.
I will.
Roscoe's L.A. Connection. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. We're on 20 or 25 stations around the UK, so you can find me. Wow. I'll be there, mate.
I'll find you. Don't you worry about that. And meantime, Mike, the Emperor Roscoe, thank you so much for sharing your incredible Radio 1 story.